On this week's States of the Union, we look at Nebraska. And joining me now to discuss what matters to voters in the Cornhusker State is Mike Tobias, senior producer and reporter for NET, Nebraska Television News and Public Affairs, Nebraska's public television and radio network. I'm very pleased to welcome him to the States of the Union series. Hi.
Yeah, it's great to be there. It's an awfully long title.
Yeah, well, it's your title, not mine. My title is the guy who sits at the mic from noon to two. The Democrats held their caucuses in February, but the Republican presidential primary will be next week, right?
Next week, next Tuesday, correct.
And although John McCain has wrapped up the nomination in the Indiana primary yesterday, Mike Huckabee, Mitt Romney, and Ron Paul got a combined 23% of the vote. In North Carolina, 27% of Republicans voted for someone other than McCain. Is John McCain popular in Nebraska?
He is popular in Nebraska, and I would expect there really hasn't been much talk at all about the Republican primary in the last 2 months here, so I would expect he would probably win it fairly easily.
Will there be much of a turnout?
I think there will be, just because there's a number of state Senate races on the ballot. There's a contested U.S. Senate primary that's on the ballot, although that has run somewhat under the radar. It seems like more than I would have thought so far, but I think it'll be a reasonable turnout.
Senator Chuck Hagel is retiring at the end of his term, leaving that seat open. Is that going to be the focus, do you think?
That, I think, will be the focus, especially in the fall. It's been an interesting race. In the span of really the last year, it's drawn a lot of Nebraska's top political figures either into or rumored to be into or out of the race. You know, people like Bob Kerry, who's now the president of New School University in New York, but at one point was our U.S. senator, our governor. He was rumored to be jumping into it. Mike Johanns, our former governor, who had been resigned as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, is kind of the large elephant in the room, so to speak, on the Republican side. We have two interesting Democrats that are the main candidates, Scott Klebb, who is a young man who ran an interesting race 2 years ago in Nebraska's 3rd congressional district, which has is one of the more heavy Republican districts in the country, and actually did fairly well in an open race. He didn't win, but came within 10%, which is very unusual in that district. He is running against a gentleman named Tony Raimondo, who is a converted Republican business owner from the state. So, interesting race.
Well, the Democrats who have succeeded in Nebraska have tended to be rather conservative. Bob Kerry, Ben Nelson. In fact, they don't seem to be all that different from Chuck Hagel in some cases. Does a Democrat have to be rather conservative to win in Nebraska?
I think in this day and age, they have to be more of the Ben Nelson model, the centrist, moderate, and in some cases you would say, yes, how do you distinguish what party they're from? Bob Kerry was probably slightly more liberal, but tended to be, more middle of the road. The state has kind of an interesting, political background in the sense that when it comes to the presidential race, we haven't voted Democrat for a presidential candidate in years. I think the last was Lyndon Johnson, then you have to go back to 1936 before that. But when it comes to our other U.S. Senate, Congress, governor races of that sort, we have kind of an independent streak. We aren't that far removed from a point where our governor, one of our two senators, and or actually both of our senators and one of our three members of the House of Representatives were all Democrats.
But should we expect Nebraska to go to John McCain in the fall as a result of history?
I would be shocked if it didn't.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was on the show earlier this week, and he said that Chuck Hagel gave up his career because he broke on the war. Did his criticism of the war in Iraq mean that he would have faced a serious Republican challenge?
It actually drew out some people that you wouldn't have normally expected to run against against an incumbent. Our Attorney General, a staunch Republican, probably more conservative than Hagel, actually jumped into the race before Hagel had decided what he was going to do. Hagel had faced some criticism in the state for his stance on the war. So yes, it had it was going to be a challenge for him politically.
Well, he had won with 83% of the vote in the last election in 2002.
Yeah.
So his popularity was declining because of his position on the war. Is the war going to be one of the issues in November?
Well, in terms of Hegel, that was probably not a real good benchmark because, in all practical purposes, that really wasn't a contested race. The war is an issue here, though, like I would suspect it is in every other state that you're talking.
Well, you're number three in troop deaths per capita in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And we've had a huge National Guard. I don't know the exact percentage, but my guess would be that 3/4 of our National Guard soldiers have been deployed in the last 7 years. I know one unit that we've done a number of things with that in the last 7 years has had a deployment to Kuwait, has had a deployment to Bosnia, and has had a deployment to Iraq, where they were a frontline infantry unit in the Sunni Triangle. So it is an issue, and it's one that, as we've talked to people about the presidential race, that almost unanimously comes up.
Well, the exit polls indicate that the economy was the biggest issue on voters' minds yesterday, followed by Iraq and then health care. Mm-hmm. Same for Nebraska, you think?
I would say those exact same three. As we're talking to people, the economy is interesting because it isn't the sorts of things that I might have suspected. The rising cost of things as simple as milk and grocery items and things like that. It's concern over the deficit. It's gas prices. We hear a lot of that. Same thing with health care. It's not only the rising cost of health care, it's access, and again the war.
Are farmers in Nebraska doing better because of rising prices?
Better and worse. Corn prices are fantastic from the standpoint of a farmer right now. I think $5 a bushel corn is extraordinary. But their input costs are way higher than they used to be.
Fuel has gone up for everybody in America.
Right. Yeah, the one story that I've seen recently talked about, overall planting expenses up 17-18% from last year. And that's diesel fuel, that's phosphorus, that's anhydrous ammonia that is applied during planting, things of that sort. So, it's expensive to be a farmer right now. It costs a lot to run the tractors. It costs a lot to haul the grain to where it needs to be hauled to. We are a heavy irrigation state because on its own, corn doesn't grow well in a lot of places in this state. There's a lot of center pivot irrigation, and those pumps take fuel to run.
And there's been a drought, hasn't there?
There has, although we've really kind of come out of it. 4 years ago, we were really in the throes of it, and it was devastating to a lot of our agricultural community. Grazing lands were a mess. The farmers that do farm dry land, meaning they don't irrigate, were basically getting no crops whatsoever. Irrigation costs were through the roof. Really, in the last couple of years, we've started to come out of that, so we've seen some improvement there.
My guest is Mike Tobias, senior producer and reporter at NET Nebraska Television News, and he's talking to us on our States of the Union series. We're talking about Nebraska, which has seen a population growth of 12% between 1990 and 2006. Are most of those people moving to the cities?
Yes. We, like a lot of states in the Midwest, we're seeing a migration from the rural areas to the cities.
What about immigration? Does that reflect a rise in immigration?
It reflects a rise, but not a huge rise. Our Hispanic population is growing. But we've always had that. We've had a significant Hispanic population probably for the last 10, 20, 30 years, mostly because of some of our agricultural-based industries.
And you also have meatpacking plants.
We have a lot of meatpacking plants. And in the western part of the state, we do have some beans and crops like that attract some migrant worker populations.
Nebraska is the only state to have a unicameral legislature.
We
what does
are.
That mean? Does it make it easier for the governor to push legislation through?
Not having covered a bicameral, I don't have a whole lot to compare it with. I would say probably yes. It's an interesting entity. I mean, it's been around. We've had it since 1934, and it's also, in addition to being a unicameral, it's nonpartisan. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't party politics at work behind the scenes periodically, but we don't elect our legislators based on party, and same thing with the leadership of the body, committee chairs and the speaker and such. One thing that has tremendously impacted the power of the governor is the fact that we voted for term limits recently, and those have started to kick in. And so what we're seeing is a huge influx of new senators. And so a lot of the old power brokers that had been in the legislature for years are gone, which in turn, I believe, has shifted some ability for the governor to push his or her agenda through a little more easier.
There have been rumors over the years that Ben Nelson has considered switching parties, and yet he endorsed Barack Obama, who's generally thought of as the more liberal of the two Democratic contenders. Do you think there were other reasons for that? Can you explain why Barack Obama won the caucuses with about 67% of the vote?
I think there was a lot of I think he energized the state's Democratic population. The voters that we talked to, it was rare to find anyone who was a strong Hillary Clinton supporter. It seemed to be some of that was backlash against Bill Clinton. Some of that was the perception that she was much, much more liberal than Obama. And again, I think perception as much as anything. He also worked the state harder, honestly. I mean, he came to the state. Michelle Obama also came to the state. Chelsea Clinton did make a brief appearance in Lincoln and a couple other places, but I think he probably put in a little more time here.
And he's raised a lot more money than John McCain in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Which is a surprise, considering the fact that you said that John McCain is pretty much a cinch for the November election.
I would be shocked if he wasn't, but again, who knows? I'd be interested to see what happens as we progress more towards the general election, because, like I said, in all honesty, there's been very little activity on the Republican side in the state, which is typical here. We will see some advertising and some candidate appearances in Omaha in advance of the Iowa caucuses, just because the Omaha media market bleeds into Iowa, but then we just don't hear a whole lot after that because the state's generally, because the lateness of our primaries, we're usually out of play. So,
well, we were happy to talk to you about it, despite the fact that it's so late. Mike Tobias is senior producer and reporter at NET Nebraska Television News. Thank you so much for participating in States of the Union.
No, thank you, Leonard. It was a pleasure.
In Burma or Myanmar, whatever you prefer, a cyclone has killed more than 20,000 people and 40,000 are still missing. Up next, how the limited press freedom in Burma affects AIDS efforts. This is WNYC and WNYC.org.